It's our favorite show of the week. It's Mailbag Monday, and you asked some of the following questions. Shohei's in Orange County. Does that mean that he's working on a contract extension? The AL West is full of top prospects, so which ones make us nervous when they play the Halos? And is Jose Suarez a starter for us, or is he a trade piece? It's time to get locked on with Mike and John, and this is Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen every day, like our friend Landon and our longtime friend Gabe. We really appreciate you guys. Every show is free and available on all platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And the best way to help us out is by giving us a rate and a review. And we love five stars because, hey, we're the Halo brothers and Mario and Luigi love stars, right? And for those watching on YouTube, make sure that you're subscribed and click that bell to be notified every time a new episode drops. And today's episode is brought to you by our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet online, where the game starts.
Thanks for being here for this Monday mailbag edition of Locked On Angels, where it's your team every day. You've got the Frisch Brothers here with you. My name is John, and that's my brother Mike.
And my name is Mike, and that's my brother John.
Super Halo Bros here with you in the house, taking your questions for this Monday mailbag edition of Locked On Angels. And I think that we should jump right in. We had a lot of questions about season expectations, Mike. What we can expect from the players that we've added. Will there be some bounce back candidates, things like that? Let's go to our first voicemail of the day.
Hey guys, it's Torrid from New York. I love listening to you guys. You really perk me up. My question is, if you could pick any Angels player who would fulfill his potential and flourish for the team, who would you want that person to be? Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
Torrid from New York. Thanks for sending in your question. He is a avid YouTube watcher. So hello, Torrid, if you're watching us on the YouTube side. Mike, who would you want to see fulfill their potential and flourish and just be everything that they are meant to be for the Halos?
Torrid, having us like think deeply for Mailbag Monday. I love that. So I'm going to go with Jared Walsh. Mm. And I know that he had a fantastic year in 2021. And of course, he was hurt last year. And so there's a lot of questions surrounding Jared Walsh. I hope that he actually becomes the Walsh that he was in 2021. Mm. I hope he hits 20 to 30 home runs. I hope he knocks in 100 RBIs. I hope he hits around 270 or 280. That bat, that left-handed bat in this lineup, John, would make this lineup so dangerous, so scary for opposing pitchers, and add to it that he's an incredible first baseman. So I hope that it's Jared Walsh this season, that he becomes the Walshy that we know and that we love and that we saw back in 2021. What about you?
I'm looking at Joe Adell. I want to see him become the star that everyone touted him to be, the number one prospect that we had on the top 100. Of course, in MLB, he was so highly touted, so much talent there. He's just got to put it all together. I think a season in AAA, a full season perhaps. Maybe we'll see him a little bit if there's an injury. But Mike, I think that let him get his groove back, like Stella. Let him get his groove back in the minors.
Adell got his groove back.
That's right. How Joe got his groove back, baby. And we say this all the time. He's 23 years old. It's not everybody can be Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right.
But
right.
They can still fulfill their potential if they get the time to do so.
Hey, Cool Brad from Instagram asked this question, Johnny. Will Rendon, Walsh, and Stassi's bat bounce back? What do you think?
I think Rendon's bat never really left. He just has been injured, and so we don't get
to
see.
It was his hips.
We don't get to see the bat, right? Yeah, the wrist
right.
and the hips. And hopefully it's not like a shoulder this year or anything like that. He doubles machine, of course, Tony Two Bags, and of course he is driving in runs when there are runners in scoring position on base in front of him, and that's what we need to see. We need to see Trout and Otani get on base in front of him, even Taylor Ward if he's leading off again, which it looks like that might be the projected lineup is Ward, Trout, and Otani, then Rendon batting cleanup. I've always felt like you could move that around a little bit, but I think if those guys are in front of him, then you'll certainly see his bat be super effective. coming 2023. What about Walsh or Stassi, Mike?
John, I think Stassi is going to be given the opportunity because it looks as though Perry Manassian wants major league ready stars and players on this team.
Mm-hmm.
It's why they were looking perhaps for another catcher, even though we're really high on Logan Ohapi. I think Ohapi will be up in the majors, but I think that Stassi is going to get a chance to really prove himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if last year was a fluke because his bat was really strong the last 2 years. And so perhaps he's not going to have as many at-bats and is going to have playing time taken away because of Ohapi. So maybe that'll actually be a benefit to him. He'll have more time to rest. But I think he's going to be Ohtani's main catcher. And so he is going to have an opportunity to bounce back. My hope is that it's yes. There's nothing that indicates that it will bounce back. And so that's where I'm really nervous. And I think that we could actually have a hole in this lineup, which is why if Walshy and Rendon actually have really strong seasons, I think we can hide Stassi in this lineup, although I'm over that. I don't want to have to hide anybody in this lineup ever again.
They need to perform, absolutely. Hey, Tyler Shipley underscore YT on Instagram said, realistic statistical expectations for the new additions that the Halos made. Mike, I took a look at some projections on FanGraphs.
Yeah.
Here's where they kind of project them. Now, projections are never anything to really go by because they take about the last 5 years of playtime, smush it all together and spit out a number. And so they don't really take into account what they did last year or how they ended their season. But here's some numbers that I think are realistic. I see Drury around 260-ish, 25 home runs, which I think could be real because I know that he was in Great American Ballpark, but and he had 29 last season. So I think a modest number would be about 25. What do you think about Hunter Renfro?
Renfro, why not hit another 30, right?
Yeah,
because
no kidding.
This guy has been on a roll. I think it was the last 4 years, 5 years maybe, where he's hit at least 30 home runs. And I could see him knocking in between 80 and 85 RBIs, which right in the middle of this lineup would be perfect, especially in that hole in left field. That's like Justin Upton numbers when he was healthy, right?
Yeah, yeah. If he's batting fifth, you could totally see that happening. And again, Taylor Ward's going to be in left. He'll be in right, so our outfield is actually going to be really productive. Urshela, about 260 is kind of where they're projecting him. Maybe 11 to 12 to 13 home runs. 13 would be kind of the max there. Tyler Anderson, I think 15 wins at the very least.
Oh, wow.
Tyler Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that Anderson will have a good year. His numbers may not be as incredible as they were last season, but I could see him having a low 3 ERA. And I think I'm going to go with you, 15 to 16 wins, especially if he's going to put in the innings, right? And if he's going to eat up the innings. The key to the Angels lineup, especially for the starters, is if they go longer in the game, they're going to have a much better chance to win. And we mentioned this on Friday's episode. Patrick Sandoval should have had at least 14 wins because he was in the game and winning the game 8 times that he was pulled after 5 or 6 innings and then the bullpen fell apart, which is a question, like, how will the bullpen do? Speaking of bullpen, how about Carlos Estevez? Where do you think he's going to land this year, Johnny?
Every projection has him at about a 10 Ks per nine, which is a rate that you really want to see. And I think, Mike, I'm really feeling like they're going to move him to the closer role. I know that there was a question around, like, Jimmy Hergett. There was a great graphic floating around Twitter and Angels Reddit that compared Jimmy Hergett to Carlos Estevez and their StatCast numbers, their percentiles. They're the complete opposite. It's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
But they're both effective pitchers, so it's like, well, do you want a hard-throwing fastball guy or do you want a funky arm guy here? And they pair up really well. Mike, if he's the full-time closer, I think he gets at least 25 saves. Rysell had 34 in 2021, so if Estevez goes full-time, 25 plus saves? I mean,
wow,
I think that would be great to see, and I think that he's the guy to do it, especially away from Coors Field.
Yeah, and we've talked on this pod before about Perry Manassian maybe encouraging Phil Nevin to not have a main closer, but maybe a closer by committee as the season starts, right? Because you have somebody like a Jimmy Hergett who was fantastic at the end of last year. I think I'm more of a traditional guy. I know our buddy Torred is more of a traditional guy as well. When he's asked questions, he's like, hey, I like home runs and RBIs and batting average and ERA. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Torred. And so I would love to see Estevez be the guy, be the closer, to to start the season. And I would love to see each of these guys have a role so that Hurgant knows what he's doing when he's coming in. And same thing with Aaron Loop and Ryan Tepera. I think that that's really where things started to fall apart a bit last year when we lost a lot of games and Joe Maddon was pulling guys and not giving them a clean inning. They didn't know what their role was. And I think it's time for them to actually be clear about what their role really is. Hey, Johnny, AJ Ramos on Instagram asked this question. How many Angels do you think make it into the All-Star game this year? What do you think?
Well, Trout and Otani for sure.
Right.
I'm going to say Patrick Sandoval's going.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, I think Rendon's going to be an All-Star. I think he's going to have an All-Star season.
Awesome.
Up to that point. So those are my four. What do you think?
Four? I actually think that it's going to be the two obvious, Trout and Otani.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Reed Detmers.
Okay.
And Johnny, because we just talked about him, I'm going to say Carlos Estevez.
I'm going
to say that he is going to actually, because this team's going to be good, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Write it down, mark it, hit record. This team's going to be good, and I think that he is going to be the main reason why this team is really good. I think he's going to have maybe 15 to 20 saves by the All-Star break because this team's going to be really good. If I say it enough times, they're going to be really, really good, Johnny.
It has to come true. Hey, well, coming up on Locked On Angels, we're going to get to more of your questions, including... Shohei's in town. What's he doing in town? Maybe perhaps signing an extension? Let's talk about it here in just a minute.
Locked On Angels is brought to you by Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. You can get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to the basketball season. They've got you covered at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, so head to their website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline is where the game starts.
Thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen today. And for your second listen, you got to check out MLB Prospects with host Lindsey Crosby. Listen, all of these teams made a bunch of international free agent signings over the weekend. Lindsey's going to break it down for you, and he's going to do a terrific job. He's a prospect encyclopedia, so he'll give you all the information that you want to know. So check out Locked On MLB Prospects with host Lindsey Crosby. It's available on this app and YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny, it is a mailbag Monday, and you sent us messages on Twitter and Instagram, and you also sent us a voicemail, so let's go to that right now.
Hey, this is Max Torres from Corona, California, longtime listener. I'm just curious on what your thoughts of maybe staying with our solid infield depth and, you know, later on in the trade deadline in the season, you know, if we're doing good in the season, trade up to another starter or potential, you know, third in the rotation starter.
Max from Corona, thanks for sending in your voicemail. Great to hear from you. Thanks for being a longtime listener. Mike, do you feel like the Angels should roll with the infield depth that they have now and kind of worry about maybe shortstop or another starter later on toward the deadline? What do you think about Max's question?
I think they should roll with who they have right now. I think that what we have is a really strong middle of the roster, and it's something that we haven't had for really maybe the last 7-8 years, really probably since 2014, right? And so I love that we have a really strong team in the middle of the roster, and I'm really excited about guys like Luis Renjifo and what he can do at shortstop, and David Fletcher, him being healthy. And I'm really excited about Drury and Gio and all of those guys. I want to see them really thrive, and so let's give them a chance to play. And if we can use them as trade bait and maybe get some really great prospects if we're struggling, or actually maybe another arm, I think we go for it. And if there's a shortstop out there, let's make a trade for the shortstop if we think that that's actually going to put us over the edge. We should do whatever it takes to get to the playoffs. Even if we find ourselves a bit out of the race by the trade deadline, I think we should do whatever it takes
all
to
in.
Make sure that this team has a chance. Yes,
all
absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to go all in. Push the chips in, especially with Otani.
Yes.
Mike, I think that the Angels have the perfect team to start out the season. And remember, the trade deadline is not the only time where you can trade. You can trade up to the deadline. And so if the Angels have a recognition of what they need early on, perhaps there's some deals to be made. But I really like who they're rolling into this season with. I know that there's some question marks around shortstop and who that sixth starter is going to be. Hopefully they have that figured out by spring training, but I really like who we'd be rolling in with if the season started tomorrow. How about Yagebomb on Instagram? He said, what do the Halos have a surplus of, and can they use that as an advantage in a trade? What do you think?
They have a lot of middle infielders, not just at the major league level, but at the minor league level. Mm-hmm. And so I think that they can use those guys as trade pieces to go and get help for the major league roster. Zach Neto is the guy that we're really high on, and mm-hmm. we believe will be our shortstop or second baseman of the future. But we've got Errol Vera, and we've got Guzman, and we've got a ton of guys in the minor leagues, mm-hmm. Kyron Paris, that we can use to trade and maybe pick up a pitcher or two or a catcher, maybe whatever we need, a shortstop. And so I think that that's where we should look to trade people. Johnny, Algato Gordo 7 from Instagram asked about Joe Adell, and he said, is he about to be traded? He took all of his stuff down about being an Angel on Instagram and Twitter, and I love that we're in a world now where if they remove that, everybody's like, what does that mean? Right. So what does it mean, Johnny? Bring clarity, please.
Well, look, he's obviously probably as the player that he is, he might be a little bit upset that he got outbid for the fourth outfield position. I mean,
sure.
You got Phillips, and Perry made it pretty clear that that's the outfield that they're going to roll with. And so perhaps, I mean, he is 23. We say it all the time. He's 23. And so maybe there's a little Instagram, you know, immaturity in terms of like, well, I'm going to take Angels out of my bio or whatever.
Sure,
but I don't think that we should read into that too much, because players move things around in their bio all the time. They make space for other things, advertisements, sponsorships, stuff like that. But I will say this, Joe Adell could certainly be traded, but I think that it will benefit him to be in the minors for an extended period of time to, again, get that confidence back up, get his groove back, and also get those numbers up so that he's worth something again. Having said that, I don't believe that the Angels will just go ahead and trade him. I think that they are still seeing promise in him, and they are high on him. They want him to do well, and I think this move makes a ton of sense to put Phillips as the fourth outfielder so that Joe can get his confidence back, because they know what's there, and they know what they have in him. He just has to be able to put it all together. So I don't think he's about to be traded. I think that they will build up his stock and then trade him if they do trade him, but I don't think they'll trade him.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Johnny, Am With Baseball, I think I'm reading that right.
Am With Am Baseball 22.
Thank you very much. My old 42-year-old eyes can't read that. he asked the question, they asked the question, who should the Angels get at the trade deadline? Mm. My answer to that, Johnny, is anybody that actually helps this team.
Yeah.
And so if it's a shortstop, get a shortstop. If it's a catcher, get a catcher. If it's another pitcher, get another pitcher. If it's a bullpen piece, do that. I think, again, they have to go all in. They cannot mess around. And so do whatever it takes to get to the playoffs, because this is the year that they have to make that happen.
Yeah, I loved when they went out and got Greinke in 2012. And, you know, I think it was more of an offense problem that season than a pitching problem, because you had Herron and Wilson and Weaver and Greinke, like, good grief, man.
Wow.
And Santana.
I want that now.
I know, Irvin Santana. And then I think about Houston Street. Man, we were rolling with, I can't think of his name now as the closer.
Ernesto Fieri.
Yes,
remember
Ernesto
him?
Fieri, who came over and actually pitched pretty well at first, but then he figured out real quick. But then they went and got Houston Street, and that guy was a stud in 2014, locked
huge
down
fan.
That bullpen. He was exactly what the Angels needed. So I think that they'll make the moves. They'll recognize what they need and then make the moves that apply to that. Mike, let's go to one more voicemail before we end this segment. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Dennis from Buena Park, California. And I know you guys are big on Jose Suarez, but I was thinking about a possible trade. He takes a very long time between pitches. And I was thinking, now that there's the pitch timer, it could mess up his rims. So I was messing around on the trade simulator, and I saw that we could get, like, German Marquez and maybe a Luis Montero. And, considering that they could get Marquez and some infield help for Suarez, and, like, who could possibly be not as good this year, what do you guys think?
Dennis from Buena Park, thanks for calling us, my friend, and please give us a call anytime. We'd love to hear from you and hear your questions.
Yeah.
Mike, he asked about
question.
Jose Suarez for German Marquez and Elaris Montero from the Rockies, who plays first and third, really highly touted. He's got nothing left to prove in the minors. That guy has been crushing it in the minors. He got into some games Had an 8-game hitting streak, I believe, at one point, and then finished out about 26 games at the end of the season. Here's my problem with the trade is that it doesn't really answer that number 6 starter problem, because we'd just be swapping Jose Suarez for Germán Márquez.
Right.
And I know Elarice Montero is great depth, but the Rockies really want to see what he can do at the major league level. He's kind of their Joe Adell. They need him to perform in the majors. And then finally, Dennis mentioned the pitch clock. You and I have said a long time that Suarez benefits when he's not taking forever between pitches like he does.
Yeah.
And when he is focused and direct and pitching, throwing, he seems to perform a lot better. So I feel like he is going to benefit from the pitch clock in 2023.
Locked On Angels is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Looking for a delicious treat, but you don't want all the fat and calories? Well, then you gotta try Built Bar. We talk about them all of the time. They are delicious. And if you wanna eat healthier, but you don't wanna compromise taste, then get yourself a Built Bar or a Built Puff today. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. These bars are really delicious. You won't even think about that they're actually good for you, because they taste just like a candy bar, but they don't have all the junk that candy bars have. Listen to what they do have. They are covered in 100% real chocolate. They come in really great flavors like churro and peanut butter brownie and coconut almond. Only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. And here's the good news. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right, John. You can just head to your nearest Walmart today, walk up to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box. That's fun to say. And if you're close to a Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with some of their favorite flavors from Built. Brownie batter and churro. Those are really, really good. You can thank me later when you eat those. Get yourself a Built Bar today. They are delicious, they are healthy, and you won't regret it. Built, you gotta try this.
Going into our last segment today, we've got a few more questions, and I love this one from Aggie Nikki on Instagram, who said, who's a prospect from the AL West set to debut in 2023 that you're worried about? And he suggested Josh Jung. Well, I'm with him, because Josh Jung has some incredible power, and just the few major league games that he played, dude, he crushes home runs. And so while he's hit for pretty good average in the minors, he hasn't done so quite yet in the majors. But Mike, you make a mistake to him and it's over. And we all know how the Rangers love their power hitting third baseman, because we've been through it with them in the past, talking about Adrian Beltre. And Josh Jung, man, I think he's going to be that power hitter that they need. Maybe he won't always hit for average. Maybe he will figure it out. But either way, he's a big threat to us in the AL West.
I think we got to go and look at what the Mariners have, because they're always a team that plays us really close, and they were really good last year. They've got a guy named Bryce Miller, who is another arm for them. I mean, they have just a plethora
of
arms.
Arms upon arms.
A good comp for him is a cross between Garrett Richards and Matt Cain.
Oh, no.
And so this guy's really good. And speaking of pitching, John.
Just those two?
two guys. Speaking of pitching, the A's always have somebody, and the name Ken Waldenchuk was thrown around a lot, and he was traded to the A's last year, and he's really good. He's number 67 in the top 100 prospects. Already has major league experience. When he came up, he's 2-2 in 7 games with a 4.93 ERA. So the pitchers we always have to watch out for with the A's and with the Mariners.
And then the Astros had Hunter Brown, who got 2 starts last season. He went 2-0 against the Rangers and the Tigers. Mike, he's already got postseason experience because they used him as a reliever. He was their K-Rod. But he's going to figure to make the roster and probably be a starter on opening day. So Hunter Brown, somebody else that we have to watch out for with the Astros. And that's probably not even the end of the Astros prospects, because I saw some great middle infielders that they have. So we're in trouble for a very long time against that Astros team. Elgato Gordo 7 said, do you think Shohei is in town for a contract extension, Mike?
Of course he is. But I think he's actually in town because the guy is dedicated to actually being better and winning this year. And mm-hmm. so I think he's shown up because he wants to be really good. And we have to remember that they're going to be playing the World Baseball Classic, so he's probably getting a head start on getting mm-hmm. in shape for that. Obviously, he's already in shape, but just getting his timing down. But because he is in town, and I think the Angels are accommodating him, why not have a conversation about a contract extension? And I'd be curious if he was interested in talking about that right now, or if he would wait until the season starts or till the end of the season. I hope that Perry has been offering him every single contract extension that he can think of.
Perhaps he's in town because they want him to meet the new buyers, the new owners of the Angels. Chewing Records 101 on Instagram said, "Who do you think's going to buy the Angels?" Well, I have a feeling, when you think about how much the Angels are going to be worth, they're $3.5 billion, $3 billion, I think.
Yeah, somewhere
two and a half.
There. Yeah.
Look, they're going to sell for a profit. And yeah, no kidding. And I mean, gosh, if you think about just purely in money terms, financial terms, it seems like the owner of the LA Times is somebody who could just say, yep, today, let's do it. And then I know that you and I are high on Joe Lacob, but sounds like he would need a financial partner. He would need to go into this with somebody else, which he has, to be fair, with the Warriors. It seems like Stan Kroenke could outright pay for this team as well.
Sure.
And then we don't really know about that Japanese investment group who, you know, might be appealing to Shohei Ohtani and keeping him around. And they have, you know, the sway and the ability to keep him around. I still hope it's Nintendo. I know that people weren't happy with them with Seattle, but come on. So, I mean, there's a number of options. I just think right now it seems like anybody who's able to, because their net worth is that much, to just put down the money and say, here you go, that makes it simpler, and that would speed the process up along. Yeah, it's really unclear right now. Hopefully we get more clarity as we get closer to opening day. Giselle Buchane on Instagram said, with the ownership change, should the name revert to Anaheim Angels, Mike?
I think that they're only going to look through the lens of how profitable it is to call them the Los Angeles Angels versus the Anaheim Angels. So I think it's really going to be a decision based off of money. If it's LA Times that buys them, I can see them continuing to be the LA Angels. But if it's somebody that wants to really adhere themselves to the Anaheim area, then they'll probably change the name to Anaheim Angels. But I think that there's a financial component to it.
We had a listener respond to the last time we talked about this, who is an international listener, and he said, to us, it makes no difference what the town is, where the city is. And then there was a conversation this weekend. I was actually thinking about it because I was watching our 49ers beat the Seahawks. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, how close is Santa Clara to San Francisco? It's 40 miles away.
Yeah,
and then I believe former host of Locked On Angels, Taylor Blake Ward, said the same thing on Twitter. Yep. And then Sam Blum made a good point, and he said, the thing is about Angel fans is that they are in Anaheim. And so Santa Clara fans are probably fans of the 49ers because the whole Bay Area. And so it's not like Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants. Like the Niners own that area now, especially without the Raiders there. So those are both very good points. Number one, there are teams that play out of the state that they say, like the Giants and the Jets are not even in New York. The fact that the Niners play in Santa Clara and they're still San Francisco 49ers, I mean, is a good argument for LA, Anaheim, whatever. But then I think Sam Blum made a good point in saying, well, most of the Angel fans are in Anaheim. So that kind of is the toss up there. Our friends over at Halos in the Infield snuck in a question. They said, if the Angels 22 season was fast food restaurant, what would it be? I'd say Del Taco. It's cheap, it's easy, it's quick. But then you pay for it later, right?
Well, thanks for that image, Johnny.
That's what I would say.
Well, that concludes another Mailbag Monday here on Locked On Angels. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On MLB Prospect Show with our friend, host Lindsey Crosby. He's a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. And his show is free and available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at Locked On Angels or on Twitter and Instagram at Super Halo Bros. We'd love to hear from you there. Mike, what do we have on deck for Wednesday's show?
So the Angels, you mentioned this, they had the international free agent signing. They signed 18 international free agents. Mm-hmm. So we're going to answer the question, who are they? Will they be good? And who has the best chance to make it to the majors? That's Wednesday on Locked On Angels.
Looking forward to that conversation. We hope you'll join us again. Until then, my name is John, and that's my brother Mike.
And my name is Mike, and that's my brother John.
We will see you back here on Wednesday for more Locked On Angels. Thanks, everybody.